When David Kelly walked into a Silicon Valley boardroom with his legendary collection of briefcases, he wasn't just showing off accessories. Each briefcase told a story about its intended user, from the rugged outdoorsman to the meticulous executive. This simple demonstration perfectly encapsulated the philosophy that would later become Stanford's D-School. Design isn't about creating beautiful objects. It's about solving human problems through deep understanding and creative experimentation. Sarah Stein Greenberg distills 15 years of groundbreaking design education into accessible exercises that anyone can use, whether you're developing the next revolutionary product or simply trying to think differently about everyday challenges. The book has transformed how major companies approach innovation and has been integrated into curricula at universities worldwide, with celebrities like Reese Witherspoon and Tim Ferriss citing it as essential reading for unlocking creative potential. We all have that persistent inner critic whispering, "You're not creative enough," or "That idea will never work." This voice, shaped by years of conditioning and past experiences, filters out potentially innovative ideas before they develop. The blind contour bookend exercise tackles this by having participants draw someone's face without looking at their paper or lifting their pen. The results are predictably messy: eyes at different levels, noses in unlikely places, mouths wandering off the page. But that's the point. By separating creating from judging, participants learn to temporarily silence their inner critic. "The goal isn't to make a good drawing," explains Charlotte Burgess Auburn, "but to experience what it feels like when you're not judging yourself while creating." The 2-Minute Tornado builds on this by forcing participants to generate as many ideas as possible within a strict time limit. This time pressure bypasses the inner critic. There simply isn't time to second-guess each idea. These exercises reveal a fundamental truth. The biggest obstacle isn't lack of ability, but self-imposed limitations and fear of judgment. Our brains filter information efficiently, helping us navigate daily life, but blinding us to insights. The Derive has participants wander for an hour, following a specific quality, color, sound, or smell. Following sounds might reveal hidden courtyards with fountains. Tracking colors could expose patterns in urban architecture that tell neighborhood stories. Carissa Carter notes participants come back transformed without fail, discovering streets and buildings they'd passed hundreds of times without noticing. Expert Eyes extends this by having participants walk the same route with experts from different disciplines. An artist spots color combinations and shadow patterns. A landscape architect notices drought damage and sidewalk cracks indicating root growth. A social worker observes unofficial community gathering spots. An urban planner identifies traffic flow patterns. Comparing these perspectives reveals how dramatically expertise shapes perception, teaching participants to see environments through multiple lenses simultaneously. Discomfort isn't a side effect of creative work, it's essential. The trough of despair in any meaningful project signals you're tackling something worthwhile. The Monsoon Challenge exemplifies this. Teams get $20 and days to build a device collecting the most water during a simulated monsoon. Time pressure and material constraints reward resourcefulness and rapid iteration. Teams that immediately build and test prototypes dramatically outperform those who plan without testing. Discovering water is heavier than expected or materials behave unexpectedly becomes productive because it yields better solutions. First Date, Worst Date introduces thinking with things by having participants build Lego models of their worst dates. This humorous theme overcomes hesitation about physical materials while building prototyping comfort. These exercises reveal that prototyping isn't just testing finished ideas, it's thinking itself, discovering insights impossible through abstract reasoning alone. Design thinking has increasingly emphasized empathy as its foundation, not just as a moral virtue, but as a practical tool for creating effective solutions. Immersion for Insight has participants follow the exact steps someone would take to navigate a system, developing emotional and intuitive understanding that complements intellectual knowledge. In one powerful example, participants attempt to apply for public benefits online within a strict 25-minute time limit, using either a library computer or phone to simulate limited access. Most fail to complete the application, experiencing firsthand the frustration of navigating poorly designed systems. Empathy in Motion creates equitable connection through shared transit experiences. By arranging to travel together via public transportation, with the community member leading the way, you create a side-by-side rather than face-to-face dynamic. This unscripted setting becomes disarming and genuine, acknowledging power differentials that often exist when designers work with communities. These exercises reveal that empathy isn't just about feeling what others feel. It's about gaining insights that would be impossible to access through abstract analysis alone. By physically experiencing others' challenges and contexts, designers develop a deeper understanding that leads to more meaningful and effective solutions. The book concludes with exercises that transform design thinking from a professional methodology into a powerful framework for personal growth. Learning How You Learn guides participants through a detailed self-discovery process to identify powerful learning moments from their lives. Participants recall specific instances where learning felt natural and effective, whether mastering a new skill, overcoming a challenge, or having an aha moment. They examine these experiences through multiple lenses: the physical environment, emotional state, social context, and learning methods involved. Some discover they learn best through hands-on experimentation, while others thrive in collaborative discussions or quiet reflection. Personal Project, Bernie Roth's landmark exercise taught at Stanford for over four decades, transforms abstract aspirations into concrete action. Participants choose either a persistent problem they've always wanted to solve or a long-held dream they've never pursued. The exercise provides minimal structure but maintains accountability through regular check-ins and peer support. These exercises demonstrate that design thinking transcends its origins as a product development methodology to become a comprehensive approach to living, one that encourages embracing uncertainty, learning from failure, and maintaining curiosity about both ourselves and the world around us. This book embraces the journey from not knowing to knowing, the path defining every creative endeavor. The exercises provide structured ways to navigate uncertainty, building confidence to face ambiguity with curiosity rather than fear. The approach challenges traditional education that separates thinking from feeling and theory from practice, recognizing that integrating ideas and emotions facilitates effective learning. Design isn't just about creating beautiful objects, it's about developing a mindset that assumes the world is imperfect and we can improve it. This perspective gives us agency to build capacity for future demands and tackle problems without knowing all answers beforehand. As philosopher Eric Hoffer noted, in a time of drastic change, it is the learners who inherit the future. The learned usually find themselves equipped to live in a world that no longer exists. Start small. Take a walk following only sounds. Draw someone's face without looking at your paper, or build something with your hands today. Creativity isn't a rare gift possessed by a select few. It's a capacity waiting to be awakened in you right now in this imperfect world that needs your unique contribution.